Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Week 10 Staff podcast. The world is a rapidly changing place, and I thought I might take the time today to go through some of the things that have happened during this past week and the plans that we've put in place following the announcements by the Minister for some pupil free days at the end of the term and also moving into term two. So the Minister made an announcement on Thursday that students will finish a week early and that we have 4 days for pupil free to organise our learning for term two. And I just wanted to go through some of the details that I understand have been put in place and some of the expectations by the department following the announcement by the Minister. So the first one is that there are 4 pupil free days where students are not to attend during those days. This brings on some implications for some staff who will be required to look after their own children during these days, and we need to accept that that's a real expectation on families who live in Port Lincoln, and we are trying to make arrangements to make that as easy as possible for those families in that difficult position. The second thing is that the days are designed to support teachers to transform their current courses into a flexible delivery, and this includes online options for students so they can continue their learning. And the implications from that, from my point of view, is that we need to have our sector programming up to date and that it should reflect opportunities for all students to be able to continue their learning, albeit in a different way. The third one is that staff should be offered the opportunity to demonstrate how they can work off-site during some of or the majority of term two. The implications of that is that staff who continue to choose to work during term two need to be able to show that they're able to do that off-site either all of the time or at least some of the time. The fourth thing is that school sites are to remain open during not only this term but all of term two as well for any staff and students to attend during school time. The implications for that is that obviously that we need to have a site leader appointed at every point during school time, but also we need to understand that some students will attend during term two and that obviously the facilities are open for staff to access them when they can. The fifth thing is that we need to put some resourcing or direct some resourcing into our disadvantaged families, especially those who have a lack of technology in their homes. Some work is being done around offering laptops that are normally available in classrooms to our Year 10 students. Amy O'Brien has already started this process. And we'll make an announcement to families to make them available for Year 10 students. That doesn't take into account the need for internet at home, and there is a possible announcement by the department to try and support internet in homes that is coming in the next couple of weeks. The sixth thing is that staff and students who are ill should remain at home during the illness, and this is going to change on a daily basis. I understand that. And we just need to try and be as agile and adaptive as we possibly can, knowing that there's going to be a range of students who are in isolation, either around the virus itself or other illnesses, and that the same is the case for all of our staff. So as a consequence of the announcements by the Minister and the impending announcements by the CE during this coming week, I've generated an online form and that will become available over the weekend, and I'll be posting it in the staff team. What I'm asking you to do is to fill this form out, and the form asks you what your to indicate what your intentions are for the pupil-free days. I'm only dealing with the pupil-free days at the moment. And the options available to you are to firstly continue to work as normal on the site in your normal work pattern. The second one is to take leave from work and to take whatever leave that you have, whether that be paid retention leave, long service leave, or choose to take special leave without pay. And the third one is for you to enter into a flexible work pattern with me, and giving you the opportunity to spend some or all of the time off-site working. The sooner I get your indications back, the better, so that I can spend some time with the exec leaders planning what that looks like as far as the four pupil free days. And I just also need to say that the site will remain open to all staff during the pupil free days. I'm not looking to close the site completely at any stage prior to Easter. During the remainder of the term, a second online form will be made available for you to then give your intentions for your work patterns during or from the beginning of term two for at least a month. And again, we'll make those offers to you again to continue as normal, to take leave, or thirdly, to work in a flexible work arrangement. What I'm looking for is that you show to me, if you are working off-site, how you're going to go about doing that. What I'm asking is that by the end of term one, the following things have happened. All staff have let me know their intentions and their work arrangements from the beginning of term two. If you are going to be working off-site, then you've been able to demonstrate to me that you are going to be able to continue to work to do the work that you are required to do. So from an ancillary staff point of view, you need to make some negotiations with both Malia and Donna about what your work would look like if you are working off-site. I'm asking that teaching staff negotiate with Clive directly around what their work would look like, and for leaders to have those discussions with me. We're asking that teachers have 2 weeks of lesson planning entered into STEPSO by the end of term one, so that we know that the first 2 weeks of term two are covered, and that teachers also have a plan on how they're going to keep into contact with their Dana group students. And that would include weekly contact with parents and caregivers. So first of all, some sector planning for the first 2 weeks done and dusted, and also a plan about keeping connected with Dana students and their families. We're asking that you use the software available to you, both in Teams from a video conferencing point of view, but also sector, and we use those forms of technology. And I'm also encouraging curriculum SSOs to think about innovative ways to keep in contact with their allocated students during this time, and that where possible, admin SSOs be able to demonstrate what sort of work that they can continue with off-site. Again, the site will remain open for people to work, particularly those who can only work on particular projects on-site, but there is the opportunity to be able to show how some or the majority of your work can be done off-site. Clive will be publishing a document early in the week that has the specifics, particularly from a teacher point of view, from an ancillary point of view, the negotiations with Malia and Donna are appropriate. I want to then now move on with a thank you. I really appreciate the staff who have remained patient. I can assure you that I am receiving the government announcements at the same time as what you are. And whenever an announcement is made, the exec team really do need some time to react to these changes and put some planning in place. And we are doing that, and we'll continue to do that as fast as we possibly can. I have a partnership meeting on Monday afternoon to clarify the stance that other public education sites are taking, and that will include any possible leave or flexible working arrangements around the pupil-free day and beyond. I made the difficult decision in consultation with the Governing Council to cease trading with the school canteen, and this will continue until the Governing Council deemed that it is financial to reopen, and I'm not really sure about the timeline on that. During this past week, we've organised for room 34 and 35 to be repainted, and that will finish off the project up on the senior floor. We're going to try and start that painting process and certainly the removal of furniture during week 11, and that will continue into the school holidays. A work order has also been generated to pave the current concrete walkway from the admin building down to the front of the school gate. in response to the unlevel surface that's been caused by tree roots. So that will start in the next couple of weeks as well, just dependent on the time it takes for delivery of the pavers. And I had a virtual redevelopment meeting on Monday that was done by a video conference. And that project will continue as planned. The builder has been announced as Mossop Construction Company, and that's the same company that did the work on the STEM building. And we've already had some plans put in place and stages of the decanting of the current buildings, and that is planned for July. I want to tell everybody that the Wednesday night PD staff for staff will continue. What I'm asking is that staff look at the recordings of the sessions that were run last week. So there won't be live sessions for two of those, both Tasha's and Amy's. I just want you to have a look at the session that you have not already attended. So you can do that, obviously, from home or from the work site. On top of that, Clive is going to offer another live session for staff who want to do some work around their sector online programming. And again, he will record that. So it's business as usual as far as the staff PD goes, but you don't have to do that on site, but the time is made available to you. Oh, I'm almost there. The Positivity Award goes to our Scott this week. He let me know during a very busy Wednesday that over the past fortnight, he'd noticed 100% improvement on the rubbish in the schoolyard. Thank you, Al, for your sense of humour during what has been a difficult week. And the joke to finish off. My sister bet me $15 that I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her. Have a lovely week, everybody.